From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. There is confusion and anger today, one day after an airstrike in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz killed at least 19 people, including three children, at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF. The group's Bart Janssen in Brussels.
What we also know is much more details about what happened. We got detailed debriefing of our staff that have come to Kabul, and we know now that the whole attack has all the signatures of an attack by the coalition forces.
The U.S. military acknowledged it conducted a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF medical facility. Afghan troops backed by airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz against Taliban militants who've taken over the city in the past week. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria Saturday, and that it will continue its push against Islamic State extremists despite Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. The United States and its allies are condemning the campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as cover for taking out opposition to the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. In Washington, President Obama insists the conflict is not going to become a proxy war between Washington and Moscow, even as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside Syria. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked Friday's two explosions outside the capital Abuja to a male and female suicide bombers. The blast killed at least 18 people and wounded dozens more. No one has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to Boko Haram. The latest attacks come 4 days after four suicide bombers blew themselves up in Maiduguri. This is VOA News. Israeli police said today they are restricting access to Jerusalem's Old City after a Palestinian man fatally stabbed two Israelis. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad said the attacker was a member. Baruch Marzel is an Israeli right-wing activist.
Netanyahu has to resign. Netanyahu failed. He gave the Arabs to incite for months in Jerusalem. He gave the Arabs to attack Jews in Jerusalem. Today there was four Jews dead. Netanyahu has their blood on his hands.
Recent fighting at the Al-Aqsa compound in East Jerusalem have seen Palestinian protesters throw stones and firebombs at non-Muslims who are allowed under Israeli law to visit the site. Israel captured the territory along with the West Bank from Jordan in the 1967 war. Palestinians claim the territory as capital of their future state. Migrants continue to stream into Greece and the EU from Turkey. Jeff Swickard reports from the Greek island of Lesbos.
According to the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, there has been a dramatic drop in the number of migrants arriving in Lesbos in the past week. Patrick Mansour is UNHCR's chief of mission in Lesbos.
Yesterday we had arrivals about 2,500. Usually we can have everything between 2,500 up to some days we had at most at 6,600 crossing into Lesbos from the Turkish side.
Mansour says rougher winter waves are stopping some migrants from making the crossing, but some still attempt the dangerous journey. And he worries cheaply made smugglers' boats won't survive the 3-kilometer trip from Turkey. UNHCR officials stress that the decline in numbers of migrants is temporary. They say if there's an improvement in sea conditions, the numbers will rise again. Jeff Swickard, VOA News, Mytilene, Greece.
Authorities in the western U.S. state of Oregon said this weekend that the gunman who killed 8 students and a teacher at a community college committed suicide after a brief shootout with police. Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon spoke with reporters.
And primarily, at this point, what we really want to do is try to gain an understanding so that we can work together with law enforcement agencies all across the country in an attempt to try to prevent future type of situations.
The heavily armed shooter left a hate-filled note at the scene, which, according to news reports, said he felt the world was against him. A powerful typhoon made landfall in southern China today, bashing coastal areas and causing tens of thousands of people to evacuate their homes. Sustained winds were 180 kilometers per hour as the storm takes aim at the provinces of Guangdong and Hainan. The typhoon coincides with the week-long National Day holiday, which has thousands of vacationers flocking to the resort of Hainan. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.